This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NACUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Ian Lample from Lone Street. Ian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
You are very welcome, sir. Share with me a little bit about Lone Street, because I know you guys have a history with NACUSO, but for those out there who don't know.
Yeah, so for those who don't know Lone Street, we started Lone Street in 2013. Before that, I was Deputy Chief Counsel at TARP, and kind of full circle, as we are seeing a little bit of a mini bank crisis today. So I worked at the Treasury Department through TARP in the last financial crisis. So I spent about 4 years there, and then I left the Treasury Department to start Lone Street.
Okay.
And one of the issues we saw while at TARP was the problem with asset concentration and the ability for institutions like credit unions to share loans with each other to kind of diversify risk.
Okay.
And so we thought it was really important to be able to allow institutions to do that, at scale. So we built a lot of infrastructure that allow institutions to do that. And so you fast forward to today, we have about 1,300 credit unions on our platform, so about 25% of the industry. And what we're best known for is helping people report and remit on loan participations. We also can facilitate the transaction, we do analytics around it, and we even offer some commercial servicing. So we've really expanded the product set over the years, but I would say best known for our participation solution.
So you guys are doing really well right now. Good job.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah, okay. Now you have a very interesting story about how NACUSO has been a pivotal part of your company, actually, perhaps its inception.
Yes.
So share with me, and all of this happened in 2016, so it's
That's
kind
right.
of set it up for you, set the stage for you, let you take it away.
NACUSO holds a special part in Lone Street lore. So in our early days, we were a very small company, just a couple of employees, and we were always reluctant to take on big ticket opportunities. We were like, let's get small wins after small wins. That way, if something doesn't fall our way, it doesn't really set us behind. And then in early 2016, of course, the exact opposite. We have two very large opportunities that come to the company at the same time. One was one of the largest credit unions in the country had seen what we were doing and said, hey, we'd like to dig in and potentially use Lone Street for our reporting and remitting process. And then another large credit organization came to us and said, look, we'd like to invest in the company and help you expand aggressively because we think what you're doing is important. And between those two opportunities, basically, we spent the entire 3-4 months just doing diligence, working through that, and really not much else at the company besides just kind of keeping the lights on for what was going on. And then basically right at the end of the the first quarter, when we thought we were going to be moving forward, having our kickoff call with that large credit union, we were negotiating the final elements of the term sheet with the investment. And on the same Friday, the large credit union called us up and said they had a last minute meeting, and instead of moving forward, they were just going to keep doing it the way they had always done it. And we were like totally confused because we had done all the diligence, contract negotiations, implementation discussion. Like, we thought we were having our like final kickoff call, and it was just a 180 flip. And the large credit union organization called us up to say that they decided, and rather than invest after doing their diligence, they were just going to compete with us instead. And so both these happened on the same day.
Oh my god!
And we were just like, we were just so confused about what just happened. We thought we were entering that day to be this amazing day where we were signing with one of the biggest credit unions, having a large investment. All we're like, wow, we're getting this momentum together. It's all going in the right direction. We're finally like going to be able to get to scale. And at the end of the day, like, the whole thing had fallen apart. And we're sitting at home, I'm talking with my wife and my co-founder, being like, and we just hadn't made much progress with the business over the last 4 months because we were so focused on these two opportunities. And we're like, what do we do? Do we just give up? Like, do we just move on with our lives? Like, this is crazy. Like, who would have ever thought this would happen? And we just didn't know what to do. At 11 o'clock at night, we get an email from NACUSO, from Shauna, saying that we had won entry into the finals for the next big idea competition. And we were just like laughing, right? Because who gets an email at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday related to work? Like, we were just like, where is this coming from? And we're just like, look, if on the absolute worst day for the company, at 11 o'clock at night, we can win that type of opportunity, it was like from, it was like a sign from God, right? Like we should keep going. And so, you know, we went to the competition. We lost to Rate Reset, Keith Kelly, great guy. Friends with him to this day, but we did well, and it really helped to kind of jumpstart the company again and drew a lot of interest. And you know, now we have 1,300 credit unions. And so, you know, we're helping credit unions and their members throughout the country. And this competition, this conference will always hold a special place in our heart and in the company, because it was a turning point. Like we might not be here today if it wasn't for that competition.
Yeah. And that 11 o'clock at night email that you get from Shauna. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a story.
It was totally crazy.
That is an amazing story. And it just shows you the power of collaboration and the power of this group, you know, the Nekuso group. I'm kind of coming together and putting you guys on the pedestal, putting you guys on stage, literally.
Yes. It was incredibly helpful. And, you know, we started getting, you know, we were on stage, we could market the opportunity. CUSOs came up to us. They're a lot, and that's not just the CUSOs, it's their credit union owners. And, you know, we worked with CUSOs, we worked with credit unions, and it really helped, you know, move us forward in the community and bring us into that community in a way that, you know, we hadn't had that type of opportunity historically.
And last question for you. So that all happened in 2016, 7 years ago. So how has Nekuso kind of benefited you guys or helped you guys out since then? Obviously, the relationship is stronger than ever, and
guys are moving. You know, look, the conference gets bigger every year. Mm-hmm. You know, we come every year, and I think it's great to see old friends, and you never know how people's businesses are. People forget businesses are always evolving.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so easy to say, oh, well, I know what they do, but you know, you come here, you see them, you hear the updates, and you find new ways to work together. And so I would say it is continuing to be a source of like interesting conversations, right? Where we come to the conference and we start a conversation that we otherwise wouldn't have, because you're in person talking to people about what's going on in their business, what are the problems we're facing. It gives you new ideas for new directions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have found this conference to be very effective, not just for meeting other CUSOs, but their credit unions, and honestly, other providers to CUSOs, right? There's just interesting ways to collaborate, and people come here with a mindset of trying to find ways to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's not GAC, it's not the largest credit union conference, but I think it's kind of the right size where, one, there's people to meet, but also you can have a 5-minute conversation in a quiet corner of a hotel and have a meaningful discussion that then kickstarts, you know, a longer term process outside the conference.
Oh my gosh, I'm still floored.
The
story.
Yeah, it's
you need to get on stage and tell that story. People will be blown away by that.
Now it's a part of.
Now we can put it out there on a broadcast format. But man, if you could get up there on stage, like maybe next year, before next year's next big idea contest, say, hey, this is what happened to us because of this contest.
And well, I'm so glad to share the story with Jack retiring this year.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously, I think this was his baby, this is his idea.
Yeah.
And so he's been a wonderful member of this community, and I think we'll all miss his participation.
Yeah, tremendous human being, Jack Antonini is for sure. Yeah, so, and your story right there just goes to show what he's built here.
Yes.
And it helped you guys out tremendously.
It's made a huge difference in our lives, our company's life, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Ian, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much
for
sharing. Appreciate it. Ian Lampel from Lone Street, everybody.
Absolutely.
Go check them out. And they are a true success story, and that anecdote, one in a million, for sure, man.
Absolutely.
Ian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Well done. Keep
Talk
up the good
soon.
Work.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.